We're starting from chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, paragraph Dalid 4, in middle of the paragraph, where Rav Nosson Zal says, Ulevayer ho'inyin k'tsas, to explain a little bit of what we've discussed till now. Tzrichin lachzor ulevayer inyin ha'Torah zois. We need to go back and really explain what's going on in this chapter. Uklal Hatoirohi, the general concept of this chapter is as follows. Kimavor Be'etz Chaim Betchilosoi, it's explained in the opening book of the writings of the Arizal called Eitz Chaim, in the beginning chapters, Shekisha Hashem Yisborach Rotzo Livro Yisoylam, that when Hashem wanted to create the world, Hoyo Oyer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Ein Soif. In the beginning, all that existed was the infinite light of Hashem, called Oyer Ein Soif. And interesting to note that the words Ein Soif are bigimatria Oyer exactly. Oyer is 207. Ein Soif, which means infinite, is also 207. V'loy hoyo mokoim libriyas ho'ilomos. Because all that existed was the infinite light of Hashem, there was no place in which to create the worlds. V'hutzrach kaviyochol letzamtzem oyer ho'ein soif letzdodim. Therefore, kaviyochol, Hashem had to pull His infinite light to the sides in order to vacate an area, kaviyochol, v'naseh cholol haponui. And then there was created this vacant area, this vacant space. And it's inside this vacant area that Hashem created all of the worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, the different worlds. V'chol ha'olamos nivru al yidei chochma. And the Torah tells us that all of the worlds were created through chochma. The light began to filter down from chochma. Kamashakosuv, as it says in a pasuk, Kulam bechachma asisa. Hashem, you created everything with chachma. Iker tachlis brias ha'olamos hoyo bishvil hamalchus. The main purpose and goal of the creation of all the worlds was for the sake of Hashem's kingdom, to reveal Hashem's kingdom, to show Hashem's authority. Hainu, kedei legalois malchusoi, sheze iefsher kim al yidei ho'olamos. And it was not possible for Hashem's kingdom to be revealed, to manifest itself, without Hashem creating worlds. Ki ein melech b'loyam, because you can't have a king without a nation. King has to be over something, to rule over something, over someone. Ubishvil ze hoyo hatzimtzum shel cholo haponui, and this was the main reason behind this process, this constriction of creating this vacant area, kedei sheyia mokoim libriyas ha'olamos, in order to make room for the creation of the worlds, kedei sheyizgale malchuso yisborach, so that Hashem's kingship would be revealed. Kol ze mevuar bazoyar ubiksovim. All of this is explained and elaborated on in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the writings of the Arizal, and in all of the Kabbalistic writings, and even in the Hasidic writings. V'Rabbeinu Zal mevayar kol ze b'chol odom. What Rabbeinu Zal does in this chapter is, he shows how this same exact process which took place when Hashem first created the world, this process takes place inside each and every human being. Because we know that a person is called Olam Koton, a miniature world. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael hu chelek elokam imal. Because each and every single Jew is a part of Hashem. Ve'ikra ho elokus balev. And the main location of spirituality inside a person is in the heart. V'ho elokus shebalevi shayisraeli hu bechinas ein soif. The Hashem inside a Jew's heart is infinite. Ki oir lahaviyusoi hu ad ein soif. Because a Jew's passion for Hashem, a Jew's natural, innate passion for Hashem is infinite. It's boundless. Hainu ein soif ve'ein tachlis l'tshukosoi. There's no limit, there's no boundaries to a Jew's natural yearning for Hashem. The soul, we know that in Hebrew, one of the words that's used to mean soul is nefesh. And the word nefesh also means desire, yearning. As we mentioned many times, the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, where Avram Avinu says to Ephron and the Bnei Ches, Im yeshes nafshichem likpoir es beisi, if you want to allow me to bury my wife. So the word nefesh means rotzon, yearning, desire. The nefesh, the soul of a Jew, is a part of Hashem. That burning, that desire inside a Jew, that longing for Hashem, and the Hashem inside of us, is infinite. Ulefi goydel ha-hislavus ha-leiv shel ish ha-yisrael ishu adein soif. Therefore, based on the infiniteness of this passion inside a Jew's heart for Hashem, it would prevent the person, it would make it impossible for the person to do any specific action for Hashem, to take any specific action or speech. And it would be impossible to actually reveal and produce any good character trait or to perform any specific action. Because when the yearning and the passion is infinite, you can't do anything with it, you can't put it into action. This corresponds to what the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, that when Hashem, before creation, there was no place for creation to take place, because there was only the infinite light of Hashem, wall-to-wall light. Ki brias ha'olamos hein hein hamidos kanal. Rabbeinu Zal tells us, because the terminology, creating worlds, the term to create worlds, is synonymous with the midos, the character traits of Hashem that we speak about. Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gevura, they are also directly related to the worlds that Hashem created. The Alkain, and therefore, because of the fact that Hashem does want us to perform positive actions, He does want us to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, and to develop good character traits. Al kein behechrich tzorech ha'odom letzamtzem oyer hislavus liboi. Therefore, a Jew must constrict and shrink and limit that infinite passion that's burning inside of his heart, shehu ad ein soif, which is infinite, kedei sheyuchal la'avodes Hashem yisborach b'hadrogo u'bemido, so that the person should be able to serve Hashem in a staged, measured way. Ki Hashem yisborach roitze ba'avodoseinu, because Hashem wants our service. He wants us to serve Him with action, with prayer. Shenavoidoisoi beuvdois ubemidois toivois, that we should serve Hashem with good actions and displaying good character traits. Sheze efsher kiim alidei tzimtzum, and that is impossible unless we're able to constrict and confine that infinite yearning for Hashem and be able to contain it and channel it into good deeds, channel it into good actions, into good character traits.
Rabbi.
Yes.
mentioned I had this issue. It seems like he's saying that this is an issue that people have.
What you're saying is accurate. However, what Rabbeinu Zal is saying is true. Each and every one of us has a soul inside of us, and the soul is yearning and screaming and jumping up and down for Hashem. However, it's in a steel container, it's in a box, it's in a body. And the more that we allow our body to become megusham, the more that our body becomes involved in the materialistic world, the more it dulls the excitement and the fire and the yearning and the desire of the soul. And as a Jew works on removing slowly the bonds that attach them to the materialistic world, the soul is given more of a chance to really express itself and show what it's up to and what it's feeling. Because each and every one of us has a soul and a body. The Zohar Kodesh compares this to a rider and a horse. Usually, generally, the rider weighs 150 pounds, 200 pounds. The horse weighs 1,000 pounds or something like that. The body in which our soul is contained is this huge glob which suppresses, and it's like the soul is wearing cement shoes that don't allow it to soar, that don't allow it to fly, to really do what it wants to do and what it can do. And the more that a person is zeiche to recognize this and to subdue and suppress the body's desires and the body's control and release and allow the soul to express itself, the more we'll see these feelings. An example of this is when a person comes close to a tzaddik. When a person comes close to a tzaddik, the tzaddik is able to turn on the person, to turn on the neshama inside the person, where the person starts experiencing feelings that they never had before, feelings and thoughts about Hashem. The person starts experiencing feelings in tefillah or in doing a mitzvah that they never had before. Person suddenly feels a desire to clap their hands or to express excitement when they're doing a mitzvah, which they never imagined they'd be capable of. They never had that before. And it's because they've come into contact with this beacon of light, with this powerful soul that has the ability to help the person suppress the body's control and release the soul inside of the person and allow it to do its thing.
Rabbi, when you see the difference between the way, say, my Orthodox in America daven, where there's virtually no shuffle, very little shuckling, and very little emotion, and that's the way the rabbi davens and his rabbi is going on, is that because of a different, would they disagree with Rabbeinu Zal on that, or do they have the Timtum Halev where their heart is stuffed up and they can't access it?
It's a combination of a number of factors. You know, each person is different. But some of it has to do with a lack of education, an actual lack of education, of not knowing that tefillah, real, genuine tefillah, is supposed to be with simcha. Just like we find throughout the Torah, when it speaks about a Jew coming to the Beis HaMikdash, it mentions the word simcha about 10 times. Again and again. And the Gemara tells us that our shuls today, our synagogues today, are in place of the Beis HaMikdash. It's called Mikdash Ma'at. So the fact that Jews come into shul without a big smile on their face, about being elated and thrilled that they're coming into the Holy Temple, that they're about to make close contact with Hashem, that they can't do at home, they can't do it in their living room, they can't do it in a stadium, you know. Some of it is lack of education. And again, some of it has to do with being connected to and attached to the materialistic physical world. And the more a person is attached to that, unfortunately, the less the soul is able to dominate and really express itself. One example of this is song, as we're going to see shortly in this Torah. Song is a vehicle by which a person connects to Hashem, to spirituality, by which a person turns on their soul, activates the soul inside of them. And those, you know, that I can speak for myself. I remember as a teenager, you know, in the 70s and 80s, when there were special singers like Shlomo Kalbach and people like that, when they would start singing, when they would perform a concert, and it would bring up tears, it would get people to cry, people who are adults, people who wouldn't cry if you knocked a nail into them, you know. And yet, the holiness of the song, the spirituality of the song, and the singer was tapping into at the time, was able to cut through the layers of materialism, the body, and reach, tap into the soul of these Jews and show what the soul really feels. Let's continue. Ukeshemet samsem es or lahavias liboi. And when a person constricts and limits this passion inside their heart, azai nishar cholol ponui balev, then they create, there remains a vacant space in the heart. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, v'libi cholol bekirbi, my heart has a chalal, a vacant space inside of it. Shezehu soid cholol haponui shoye betchilas habriya. This corresponds to the secret of the vacated space which was generated at the beginning of creation. Ubesoich zeh hecholol haponui nizgalen midoisav hatoivois. And it's inside this cholol haponui that there are revealed the good character traits of the person. Shehem soid brias oilomois, which corresponds to and is the secret of the creation of the worlds, when Hashem created the worlds, which the Sifrei Kabbalah explained is the hishtalshulus of the spheroids, the light going from Chachma down to Bina, down to Chesed, down to Gvura, down to, and expressing itself in these character traits. Shehoya besoy cholol haponi kanal, and the creation of these worlds and the expression of these character traits took place within that vacant space. Ki hamidois hein hein ha'olamois, as we said before. Okay. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, what this means is, kal yidei hatzimtzum, shemetzamtzem es oyer ha'hislavus, through this constriction, whereby the person constricts this passion inside of himself, shal yidei zeh nasa b'chinas cholol haponi, which creates this vacant space, b'chinas v'libi cholol b'kirbi, a yidei zeh oyveides Hashem yisborach b'hadrogo u'b'mido. This gives the person the ability to serve Hashem in a staged, measure way. Va'oseh ma'asim tovim u'midos tovos, and the person performs good deeds, and the person displays good character traits. Shekol zeh hu bechinas hizgalus hamidos. This is a revelation of these attributes of Hashem, these character traits, shehem ha'olamos, which are also referred to as the worlds. Besoich cholol haponi shebelev, inside this hollowed out space in the heart. We take a Jew getting up in the morning, and he opens his eyes, and he looks, wow, I'm alive, I'm alive. I have an opportunity to do mitzvahs. The Gemara says that 1 hour in this world is worth more than the eternity in the next world. Because again, in the next world, you can't do mitzvahs. You can't acquire additional wealth. Whereas in this world, what a Jew can do in an hour, what a Jew can accumulate. So the person gets up excited and washes his hands and starts moving and starts thinking, wow, I want to serve Hashem, I want to do mitzvahs, I want to make $1 billion today, you know, spiritual dollars. And but if the person knows about what we're saying here, the person knows that just having that desire and jumping up to the ceiling of their room, reaching up to Hashem, that's not going to do it. The person has to wash their hands a certain way, wash negelvasser, netilas daim, and then relieve themselves, and then get dressed, put on tzitzit, get dressed to change from their night clothes to their day clothes, get dressed properly to see the king, to go see Hashem, and then davening shacharis, there's a whole process. It's step by step. It's not one big glob, the tefillah of shacharis. It's divisions. First there's the birchas hashachar, then comes the karbonos, then comes psukei dezimra, and each one of these sections corresponds to a different world, to different midos of Hashem. It's a person climbing a ladder, step by step, reaching higher and higher levels of devotion and connection to Hashem, and revealing the malchus of Hashem. Ve'ikar b'riyas ha'olamos hoya al-yidei chochma kanal. And as we mentioned earlier, the main force that was behind the creation of all the worlds and that started it all was chochma. Ve'zehu b'chinas ma she'ikar avodas Hashem liskois lamidois umaisim toivim hu'al yidei she'shoimer ha'chochma she'balev. Just as the Torah teaches us that when Hashem created the world, the primary mover, the first player was Chachma, Rabbeinu Zal teaches us here, so too inside of a Jew. If a Jew wants to serve Hashem properly, if a Jew wants to achieve all the different things he's supposed to accomplish in life in this world, it begins from Chachma. It begins al yidei sheshoimer hachochma shebalev. It begins by supervising and guarding the intellect in the heart, shehu hamachshava shebalev, which means the thoughts in a person's mind and heart. Shetzrichin lishmor ma'oid hamachshava shebalev. Step one in spirituality, in connecting to Hashem, in being able to give charity, in being able to build a sukkah, in being able to put on tefillin. Step one, before all of that, a person has to begin with guarding their thoughts, the machshava shebelev, the chochma shebelev. Shezehu ikar hayitzrin. That's the real essence of the yetzers, of the yetzer tov and yetzer hara. Ki machshavos toivos hem yetzer toiv, because good thoughts are the good inclination inside of a person, umachshavos rois hem yetzer ora, and bad thoughts, sinful thoughts, are the evil inclination inside of a person. Which means, again, when we're used to talking about the fact that my yetzer hara is what gets me to commit sins, to say the wrong thing, to do the wrong thing. Rabbeinu Zal is telling us in this chapter, he's emphasizing that it all begins from the thoughts that you allow on the screen in your brain and in your heart. When a thought presents itself, if it's a kosher thought, if it's a thought related to serving Hashem, relating to doing something good, whether it's between me and Hashem or between me and my fellow man, then I have to nurture that thought, I have to hold on to it, and I have to try to translate it into action, into speech and into action. And that good thought, that's the beginning of the process. That's the Yetzer Tov. That's where it starts from. That's the beginning of creation of good, Yetzira Letav, as we said in the beginning. When a bad thought, when a sinful thought presents itself on my screen, in my heart, in my mind, I need to know that that's this Yetzer Hara, that's this angel, this evil inclination now, that's trying to prepare me to say the wrong thing, to do evil things, to destroy. And I have to try to nip it in the bud. I have to try, the moment that sinful thought comes on, I have to try to negate it, to jump away from it and jump to a good thought, a positive thought. Hainu, as Rav Nosson Zal elaborates, kishechoyshev machshovos toivos, when a Jew is thinking good thoughts, positive thoughts, kosher thoughts, Shezel bechinas chachma shebelev. That's this concept of the chachma in the heart. Azay al yidei zez zoyche lepeulois umidois toivois. That will lead to good actions and to good character traits. Shezel bechinas his galus habria. That's the revelation of, that's creation. Shehi amidois, that's the revelation of creation, which is the midos, the character traits, besoich cholo haponoi, inside the vacant space. Notice Rav Nosson Zal is drawing the parallel now between when Hashem created the world, there was that creating that vacant space in which good, in which worlds and midos could evolve, could be created. So inside my heart also, I need to control, constrict the passion, the fire, to put reins on it and limit it. And now as thoughts come into my mind and heart, I need to have a policeman there directing. Good thought, go ahead, go forward. Bad thought, you're out. And this allows me to create, to perform good actions and to develop good character traits. Al yedei ha-chochma shebelev, through the chachma inside my heart, the thought process, shehu bechinas machshavos tovos shebelev, the good thoughts in my heart, that will allow me to develop these midos tovos and to perform good actions. Avol kishechoshev machshavos rois chas v'shalom. Whereas, if a Jew allows his mind or heart to dwell on a sinful thought or sinful thoughts or evil thoughts, azai hu mekalkel hecholo shebelev. By doing that, I mess up that vacant space inside my heart, shehu soid cholol aponi, which corresponds to the vacant space that Hashem created in the beginning of creation. Vazai hu metamtem hecholol shebelev. And then I actually clog up that vacant space in the heart, bebechinas orla slave, as the Torah uses the word orla, a foreskin on the heart, like the foreskin that covers the bris kodesh, a kind of covering that blocks the good from coming forth. Vezeo bechinas kilkul abria. This represents a destruction of the creation. Shehoyo al yedei hachochma shebelev. And again, we said that creation was brought about through the chachma shebelev. So when we introduce the wrong kind of chachma, sinful thoughts, we destroy the bria. V'chol ikar hu avoido shetzrichen latzimtzum anal, v'lachshoiv machshovos toivos. And all of this service of Hashem, which is required for this tzimtzum, to limit and control my passion, v'lachshoiv machshovos toivos, and to control myself, to try to think only positive, healthy thoughts, kidei liskois lemaisim toivom midos toivos, in order that this will lead to the performance of good deeds and developing of good character traits, kol zeh hu bishvil legalois malchuso yisborach. The ultimate goal for all of this, the finish line, is the revelation of Hashem's kingdom. Meaning, again, if we think of this in terms of the midos of Hashem, it starts from chachma, and again, as the light of chachma is allowed to flow and accomplish what it should accomplish, it flows down to bina, and it turns on that light bulb, and it flows down to chesed, and turns on that light bulb, and gevura, and teferes, and flows all the way down, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, until it gets to the final destination, the last stop, which is Malchus. That's the ultimate purpose of all of this. It's all about revealing the kingdom of Hashem. Shebishvil zeh choyo ikar habriya kanal. That's really the reason behind the whole creation. Kial yidei shezoiche lepeulois umidois toivois. Because by a person being able to perform good deeds and develop good character traits and allow those character traits, the chesed and the gevura and the netzach and all of these, to guide their actions and perform all kinds of good actions, that's what really shows that the person is accepting Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingship over them completely. That's what's meant in all the holy Sforim. When it speaks about revealing the kingdom of Hashem, one of the main things it's referring to is me accepting Hashem's authority fully. Me showing that I recognize Hashem's authority and I know exactly what He expects from me. And I actually do that. I do what He wants me to do, and I don't do what He doesn't want me to do. Shenizgala, this kingdom of Hashem is revealed al yedei briyas ha'olamoi shebetoy chachol olaponui, through the creation of the worlds, which took place inside that vacant space, al yedei hachochma. And again, it was directed through chochma. The primary mover was chochma. And inside myself, the primary, the starter of this whole process, and what's going to ensure that the light continues to flow down and go all the way to Malchus, is the Chachmah. It's what I'm thinking all the time. Good thoughts or bad thoughts, Chas v'Shalom. The Haklal, to summarize this, Shebriyas Ha'olamos, the creation of the worlds, as is described in the writings of the Arizal, in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, the avodas Hashem yisporach ve'pu'uloi sumidois toivois, and a Jew, an individual Jew, serving Hashem with good deeds and good attributes, heim bechino achas mamish. These are one and the same. These two are actually one. It's the same thing. When the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about Hashem creating worlds and spheroids and midois, it's exactly a human being is a microcosm. A human being is a piece of Hashem. And what took place when Hashem created the world, that Hashem constricted Himself to vacate an area in which He developed worlds and midois and everything leading up to the Malchus, that's what's supposed to take place inside each and every one of us. V'hovein heitev, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this well. V'oz, and then, kishenizgale malchusa yisporach, ayidei maisov umidoisov hatoivim, when Hashem's glory and authority and kingdom is revealed through a person's good deeds and good attributes, shenizgalu betoich echolo shebeliboi, which show themselves in this vacated area in the heart, and again vacated because the person kicked out the Yetzirah, he kicked out the bad thoughts. That's part of this vacating process. One part of it is controlling your passion, that a human being who is a piece of Hashem, a chelek elokam imal, has this aspect of infinity inside of us, this infinite inside of us. And however, in order to exist in this world and function properly and healthily in this world, you have to be able to constrict and limit that passion. That's one tzimtzum. There's another tzimtzum which involves limiting cutting out 50% of the thoughts that try to enter in my heart, that try to display themselves on my screen, getting rid of those bad thoughts. And Rabbeinu Zal went on to say, Zehu bechinas alias shnei habatim kanal. And if a Jew accomplishes this, he brings about an elevation of the two houses of Hashem. Me, im Zois. One of them is called Me, and the other one is called Zois. Beis Ha'ilah, the upper house, ubeisotato and the lower house. Ki hisgalus hamalchus, because the revelation of kingdom, zebchinas beisotato, that's referred to as the lower house, the lower shechina. Utchilas hatzimtzum, whereas the original constriction, shehu hecholol aponi shebelev, which involved vacating an area in the heart, had a whole process started. Ze bechinas beiso ilo, that's referred to as the upper house, bina. We know that the heart, we mentioned many times, the heart is associated with bina generally. Sheiker kavonas hatzinsum, the main intent of that original constriction, that creating a vacant space, hoya b'shvil avoidas Hashem yisborach, was in order to allow actual service of Hashem, performing good actions, kidei lizkois legalois malchusa yisborach, which would result in revealing Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingship. V'al kein, ein nishlam tikun va'alias beisa ilo, ad she'oilo beisa tato. And therefore, the perfection and elevation of the upper house is not complete until the lower house is elevated. Dahainu ad she'nizgale malchusa yisborach. Meaning, it's only when Hashem's kingdom is revealed, when our acceptance of Hashem's authority over us, when that's revealed, sheze ikar tachlis kavonas habriya, which was the main goal and purpose behind the whole creation. It's only when that's accomplished that the original tzimtzum is considered to have been a success. Lahavdil, you get a builder who acquires rights to build on a certain property. He pays $1 million sometimes. Let's say the builder who put up the World Trade Center, the new World Trade Center in New York, paid maybe $20 million to acquire the rights to build on that property. That's step one. Step two is to bring in a whole team for a year to work on excavating that property. Digging a few hundred feet down, digging deep, to prepare a foundation which would be able to sustain and support the building that's going to be put on that. And then, after that, after paying the $20 million, and after excavating, paying another $50 million to excavate the whole area, then he starts putting up the building. And it's only, now again, when he got the licenses, and when he built the foundation, what do you see? Nothing. A grand nothing. No big accomplishment. Looks like his money was flushed down the drain. But as that building starts going up, floor by floor, and when that building is completed, and the lights go on, and all the systems in that building start functioning, and people are working in there, then, wow. That was the purpose. That's the end result. That's what this was really all about. But again, it started with a cholol. You had to have a vacated space, number one. And again, it starts with chachma. If you put up a building without architects, without the proper brains, first sitting and spending hundreds or thousands of hours and brain power to think and design exactly how that building is supposed to look and how it's supposed to function and how the systems are supposed to be integrated together, you're not going to have any successful building. I hope that puts a little bit of clarity to it. Now, Rabbeinu Zal said, Ve'oz, kishenizgale malchusa yisborach. And then, when Hashem's kingship is revealed, when we get to the end result, oz daiko yesh aliyah lebeisa ilo. Then that upper bias, the bina, the original chalaponi, has an elevation. Then it's completed. It has served its purpose. Ki oz daiko oilim shnehem yachad, because then both of them go up together. Beiso ilo u beiso tato, the upper bias and the lower bias. Bebechinas mi Zois Oile. Mi, which is Bina, as we mentioned earlier. Mem Yud is 50, which is a code word for the upper Shechina, the upper Bayis. Zois is the term that's used for the Malchus, the lower Shechina, the lower Bayis. Both of them go up together. Mi im, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Mi Zois Oile min Amidbor. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Mi im Zois Oile. The Mi and the Zois both get elevated together. They get their tikkun at the same time. Key, because we know there's a pasuk that the Gemara quotes, there's a pasuk where Hashem says, Loi avoy be'ir ad bekir b'chakodosh. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichnas b'Yerushalayim shel mala. Hashem says, I will not enter into the Yerushalayim in heaven. Shehi bina liba, which corresponds to bina, the heart, the beis ha'ilah, the upper house, as it's called, or the upper shechina, ad sheyivne Yerushalayim shelamata, until the lower Yerushalayim, the lower bayis, will, which is the malchus, until that will be built up. Shehu bechinas hisgalus malchusa yisbora, the lower bayis is the revelation of Hashem's kingdom. So we see that these two are dependent on each other. Lahavdil, in our example, when that building is completed, when they celebrate, the celebration isn't just the builders, it's the builders and the architects and the designers, all of them are applauded. The architect's work is completed when the building goes up. When the building goes up and gets all its approvals and all its licenses, that's when this whole picture has a shlemus to it. Now, Rabbeinu Zal shows how all of this is related to and accomplished in tefillah. That when a Jew prays, that's the coming together of the Beis Ha'ilah and the Beis HaTator, the heart and the mouth. The heart is Bina, the mouth is Malchus. And these two working together to send up a prayer to Hashem. V'chol zeh hu bechinas tefillah. Everything we're speaking about here is tied into the concept of praying. Shehi avoido shebelev. The Gemara calls it service of the heart. The Gemara says there's a pasuk la'avdoi bechol levavchem, to serve Hashem with your whole heart. So the Gemara asks, what service is there that we do with the heart? The Gemara says tefillah, prayer. Ki tefillah shebelev. He bechinas his galus malchusoi shebetoich cholol haponi shebelev. Because when a Jew prays properly and the prayer begins, it originates from the heart. The words are coming from deep inside the heart of the person. And the feelings, the emotions of the heart are being channeled into the person's prayer. And then that prayer is coming out of the person's mouth. That's this concept of the revelation of the kingdom of Hashem inside, from inside this cholol haponi shebelev. Because again, if a person starts out, he comes into shul and he's just bursting with passion for Hashem, and he's just looking up at the ceiling and just glowing. He's glowing, 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 and more glowing. That's not a revelation of the kingdom of Hashem yet. It's by taking that glowing, that infinite yearning and desire for Hashem, and shrinking it and constricting it and vacating a place to be able to start a process to open a siddur on page one and read what it says on page. First put on the talis and then put on the tefillin and then say the bracha. Step a staged, phased approach. That's accepting the kingdom of Hashem upon us. And again, the final, we see the climax is the Kriyashma and the Shmon Esrei, which is referred to as Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim. The word Shema makes up the first letters of Oil Malchus Shamayim. But again, it started from this Chochma. It started from Machshava, from thoughts, and taking those thoughts in the heart and channeling them through the body and bringing them out through the mouth, which is referred to as the Malchus. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chovei ma'oid, try to understand this very well, ki hadvorim amukim ma'oid ma'oid, because the concepts expressed here are very deep. V'Rabbeinu Zal kitzer kan. Rabbeinu Zal was very, very brief in this Torah. V'diber hakoil beremez, and he said everything in hints. He didn't really elaborate. He didn't really explain this material the way you would have wanted to see it explained. Keman demachvei b'mochoy, like a person who's making signs, like they're making motions. They're not really saying what they want. They're making a motion. V'hadvorim nechoichim lameivim. However, those who understand, those who are knowledgeable in Kabbalah and Chassidus, and those that are familiar, those that know Rabbeinu Zal from well, to them, these words are still clear. They will understand it. V'hoikar, however, the most important thing is lekaimon kipshuton, to fulfill what he says here, to do it. The most important thing is not to analyze this, but to do it. Meaning, step one, lishmoir atzmoi ma'oid mimachshavos rois. For a person to be extremely careful and guard himself from bad thoughts, depression, anger, sinful thoughts of sins with women, all of those kind of thoughts. Ki machshavos rois hein ikar hayetzahara. Because evil, sinful thoughts are the essence of the yetzahara. Bechinas yetzira levish. That's what will really result in creating evil. The evil that people perform, it all starts in thought. It all begins in the brain and the heart. Alkein tzrichin lishmor machshavtoi ma'oid. Therefore, a Jew has to try very, very hard to guard his brain and his heart, his thoughts. Ulahachriach atzmoi tomid lachshoiv machshavos toivos. And to force himself, to push himself, to think good thoughts. The moment he feels a wrong kind of thought come on the screen, to shift gears, to jump off that bridge, to jump onto the next, the other bridge, the bridge of good thoughts. Shehim bechinas yetzer toiv. Good thoughts are the good inclination inside of the person. V'lizkois lasois al yedeze maisim toivim umidois toivos. And by thinking only good thoughts, thoughts about Hashem, thoughts about Torah, thoughts about Chesed, all thoughts about joy and happiness, thoughts of the things I need to appreciate, the good things in my life. By thinking those kind of thoughts, the person will be zoichet, will lead the person to perform good deeds and to display midos toivos, ulehispalel bekavona, and it will help the person be zoichet to pray properly, where the heart and brain are connected to the mouth, the lasso is tshuva, and to perform real true tshuva, real true repentance. Now Rav Nosson Zal reviews, step one, ubatchila, the first step is, tzrichin letzamtzem hislahavus liboy. A Jew has to control and constrict that fiery desire in his heart of wanting to do good, wanting to come close to Hashem, shelo yivar yoiser midai, that it shouldn't be excessive, it shouldn't be boundless, it shouldn't be too much. Kitzrichen lavoides Hashem isporach b'hadrogo u'bemido daiko, because a Jew is supposed to serve Hashem in a measured, staged way. For example, a person gets up in the morning, he's feeling great, he's feeling positive. Today I'm going to be the best guy I possibly can. And he comes into shul, and he sees a guy going around collecting, and he grabs his wallet, he takes his wallet and says, here you go, take it. With the money, the credit cards, my license, you got it, here it is, it's yours. And then an hour later, he scratches his head, he gets into the car, a cop stops him, where's your license? Or he remembers that his wife told him to bring home the milk and the bread, and he don't have no money to buy the milk and bread, you know. This, you know, in every facet of life, this concept of this tzimtzum, of not to be excessive. The Gemara says that when it comes to giving charity, the minimum that a person should give is 10%. The maximum that a person should give under normal circumstances is 20%. Why? Because we don't want to put more people on the poverty line. We want less people on the poverty line. We don't want this guy getting on the poverty line because he gave away all of his money. Because a Jew is supposed to serve Hashem in a staged, controlled manner. And in addition, a person should try to follow all the other holy, pure paths and advice that you can extract from this Torah that we learn. And Rav Nosson Zal says, there's still a lot more to say about this. It'll be explained in another place, meaning possibly in Rav Nosson Zal's writings, in his Likutei Halachos. Ki lo yaspiku hamoin yirios levayer dibur echod midiburov hanayroim. Because many pages, reams of paper, would not be enough to explain properly one word, one discussion of Rabbi Nazal's awesome teachings. V'dai boze ko'eis, let this suffice for now. V'nachzor le'inyon orishan, and let's get back on track. Let's continue what Rabbi Nazal said in that shiur. Paragraph Hey. V'ze bechinas hashir sheyishar lo'osit. This is tied into the special song that's going to be awakened in the future. We find this in many psukim in the Torah, that it speaks about a song, Shir Chadosha, Shir Chodosh, Vehu Shir Poshut, Kofel, Meshulosh, Meruba. This is referred to in the Zohar Kodesh as a song which is single, double, triple, quadruple. Veheim Asoro Mine Negina. This also represents the 10 types of song. This is tied into Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, where first we take the first letter Yud, that's single, one letter. Then Yud Hei, that's double, another two letters, that gives us three. Then we take three letters, Yud Hei Vav, that gives us another three, that takes us to six. Then we take the whole Yud K Vav K, another four letters, giving us a total of 10 letters, which are the foundation of the 10 types of song, which are found especially in the book of Tehillim. Rashi, the first Rashi in Tehillim, and the Gemara speaks about this, and the Zohar Kodesh speaks about this, that Tehillim is comprised of 10 types of song. And these 10 types of song are tied into Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei in this format, where first you start with one letter, then you take the first two letters, then the first three, and then the four. And Rabbi Nazal is going to elaborate on this a little bit more. Rabbi Nazal adds now, Ze Bechinas Hei, and this is also tied into the letter Hei, which is used very often to represent the Malchus of Hashem. This is the final Hey of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shehi Dalit Im Yud. The letter Hey is actually comprised of two pieces, a Dalit and a Yud. Dalit, the letter Dalit is four. Dalit, the letter Dalit is the equals in Gematria equals the number four. That symbolizes this song, which is single, double, triple, quadruple. Yud, the Yud, Zebechinas Asora Mine Negina. The Yud represents the grand total of these, which is the 10 types of song. V'zeh al yidei hisgalus malchusoi. And this song, this beautiful song, which is going to be played in the future when Mashiach comes, this song will be generated by when Hashem's kingdom is revealed in its fullest sense. Bebechinas soro al kol ha'olam, when Hashem's kingdom will be revealed and accepted over the entire world. We mentioned earlier that it says that Sarah lived 127 years, and we know we're told that Ahasuerus ruled over 127 countries. The number 127 represents the entire world. And Sarah, the word Sarah is Miloshin Sar, ruler, kingdom. The kingdom is represented by this term Sarah. The Sarah Zebechinas Shir. The word Sar is similar to the word Shir. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vishorim Kecholalim. The singers were like flute players. V'zeh bechinas malchus David. This refers to the kingdom of David HaMelech. Shehu bechinas ne'im zemirois Yisrael. He's the one who's known as the sweet singer of the Jewish people. So we see here these two coming together, malchus and negina, the 10 types of negina, the 10 types of song, the book of Tehillim, which David HaMelech gave to Klal Yisrael, which is the epitome of prayer. That's the shleimus of tefillah. And it's 5 books of Tehillim. The 5 books of Tehillim represent that hey, that letter hey. But again, it's the 10 types of song. And it's this combination of melech, malchus, and negina. Any questions? Okay.
Sure.
We'll hold it over here for right now. The next piece needs a little bit of an introduction. Once again, this is deep, and when a person hears it for the first time, it's difficult to digest, to relate to. But I hope if you have the opportunity to review it, to look it over, to listen to it again, and as we learn more, it'll become clearer and clearer. And I'm going to try my best, if possible, to include things from Likutei Halachos, from other sources that'll bring it more down to earth.
Thank you.
Sure. A wonderful week to everybody. A good Chodesh. Everything good.